Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Father Jeff Norfolk, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection.
Can I get a witness? Marvin Gaye and the Rolling Stones in the 1960s wrote songs asking this question. I don't believe it was only Marvin Gaye and the Rolling Stones who were asking this question. I believe it's a question that arises in each of our hearts as human beings. A desire, a need for examples, for those who show and model us, for us, what it looks like to live faith in 2021. Today, February 6th, we look at 26 witnesses. St. Paul, Miki, and companions, the first martyrs of the Far East. They all died in 1597, having been executed and crucified for their witness, for their choices and actions to live their faith in the country of Japan to bring the gospel to the Far East. Among them were priests, brothers, and laymen, Franciscans, Jesuits, and members of the secular Franciscan order. There were catechists, doctors, simple artisans and servants, old men and innocent children, all united in a common faith and a love for Jesus and his church. If they could do it, why can't we? Young and old, all different professions, they chose to live and to embrace the gospel in their daily life. Lord Jesus, give us the grace to do the same. St. Paul Miki, in the midst of his execution, dying on the cross, said these final words. The sentence of judgment says, "These men came to Japan from the Philippines, but I did not come from any other country. I am a true Japanese. The only reason for my being killed is that I have taught the doctrine of Christ. I certainly did teach the doctrine of Christ. I thank God it is for this reason I die. I believe that I am telling only the truth before I die. I know you believe me, and I want to say to you all, once again, ask Christ to help you to become happy. I obey Christ. After Christ's example, I forgive my persecutors. I do not hate them. I ask God to have pity on all, and I hope my blood will fall on my fellow men as a fruitful rain." This witness of forgiveness, this witness of mercy, this witness of persevering in truth, even in the midst of being persecuted and put to death, is a beautiful example and witness that Paul Miki and his companions offers us. There's a saying in our Catholic faith that says the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. This example of St. Paul and his companions brought the gospel and helped the faith to spread throughout Japan. When missionaries returned to Japan in the 1860s, at first they found no trace of Christianity. But after establishing themselves, they found that thousands of Christians lived around Nagasaki, that they had secretly preserved the faith. Lord Jesus, thank you for their example. Thank you that they preserved the faith, even in the midst of secret, even in the midst of living an underground faith because the government wouldn't allow it to be lived publicly. This example in Japan has spread throughout every nation, throughout our church's history. And Pope Paul VI, now a saint in our church, said in 1974 how he desires that that faith and that witness would continue to grow in our own time period. He says in a document called Evangelii Nuntiandi, paragraph 41, the following words. For the church, the first means of evangelization is the witness of an authentically Christian life, given over to God in a communion that nothing should destroy and at the same time given to one's neighbor with limitless zeal. As we said recently to a group of lay people, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. Thank you, Pope St. Paul VI, for your words in imitation of St. Paul Miki. Thank you for reminding us of the first means of evangelization is to live an authentically Christian life. but we ask you for the grace to do so, that nothing should destroy, as St. Paul VI says, this ability to give this authentically Christian life and to live a limitless zeal to help our neighbor recognize his or her need for Christ. This example of Jesus, who is our great witness and teacher, all of us are called to live. And so we ask Jesus today to bring us heavenly friends like St. Paul Miki that we can learn from and follow, as well as earthly friends who will accompany us in our daily struggles of prayer, our daily struggles and desires to receive the sacraments. Please ask yourself as you listen to this podcast, do you desire to be a witness? Do you desire to be a model of faith that others can learn from and follow? If so, may you turn to your earthly friends, may you turn to your heavenly friends and ask their help, and not be afraid to recognize that none of us can live without witnesses.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.